Item number 19, please.
From the Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding the establishment of the salary for the elected comptroller position. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, the Department of Administrative Services through the Human Resources Division is working on developing the PD for the new comptroller position. A report will be going through the Finance and Personnel Committee on a recommended classification and pay range in the next cycle.
Wow. Okay, they're withdrawing. Does anybody else have any questions?
How's anyone going to file for this?
Supervisor Borkowski.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's just begging. I mean, it's on the ballot for April, and this is the time now to get nomination papers. I'm not aware if there's anyone who has signed or pledged their interest. But I just find it interesting that if someone was interested, and this is an important job in the sense that high qualifications, okay, that in essence, if we wait till January, that means whoever is on the ballot won't actually know what the position pays, really, right?
It's kind of
weird.
It's amazing.
It's true.
Anybody else?
Wow.
Before I start.
Pass the gavel and we'll be fine.
Pass the gavel. Give it the board.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody from the audience?
I don't know if my comments will be as brilliant as yours, but...
Chances not, but anyways. Supervisor Sanfilippo, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a little disappointed that we don't have at least a discussion of a pay range in here based on the previous discussion that we had at the agenda setting meeting in particular, which was a week ago, because this is an extremely important position. This information actually should have been out prior to December 1st when nomination papers and campaign registrations were done. I realize that this is something that kind of came in at the end, but nonetheless, it's a position that has at least been talked about by certain individuals and departments, I would think, within this government for quite some time. So there should have been an idea of exactly how this thing is going to go, because we can't create something, expect somebody to run for a position that, at least in my opinion, I know maybe the entire board doesn't share this, but I think this is a critical position for this county. And now we're asking for somebody to step up to the plate, file nomination papers, develop a campaign, and run for a job that he or she has absolutely no idea what the responsibility, well, I shouldn't say the responsibilities, they're in the statute, but the pay. I mean, and that's important, because that's going to dictate to us the quality and caliber of the types of people that we're going to get running for this position. And, you know, we had a very good discussion, I thought, about this at agenda setting, and I wasn't expecting, you know, actionable items that I understood, but I was expecting to have a report to come to say we're at least considering this type of a pay range so that we could get something in the public so that... interested individuals, if there are any, will at least have some idea. And I'm just, you know, I don't know how we can run things like that.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman.
That was brilliant, by the way.
I'm in interesting agreement with Supervisor Sanfilippo on how it is that we've gotten to this point with so little information. What's that?
Jody marked the tape. Lipscomb
yep,
is
that's right. And
actually agrees
agree.
With Sanfilippo.
On this particularly. I mean, it's just a continuation of what has been a bizarre move here to rush implementation of such a position with so many problems in the legislation and so many revisions. I'm scanning the room. I don't know. Maybe there's someone from the GMC here. I mean, it's their bill. Perhaps they can tell us what the intent was on this. I mean, it's not clear what the duties are other than what's in the legislation, because, for instance, other than the position and the deputy position, nothing else is defined. How many staff are going to be in this department? I mean, who's this person going to have to help him create, or her, to create the reports that are required and to give the information required? When does the job start? I mean, there's so much that's unknown about this and continues to be unknown, and that was why it was, I thought, ill-advised that it was rushed through, jammed through in the manner it was. So, thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Rice.
Yeah, I think it is important that we've got information available to potential candidates, but I think to lay the blame for this on the GMC is not appropriate or necessarily fair. Legislature enacted a law that has been signed and has become law. I don't think it then is incumbent upon the GMC to implement that in Milwaukee County. The county and staff has notice of what the law is, and now then it becomes the duty of Milwaukee County to implement the new law. Now, if we had questions while this legislation was pending about the issues, or if there needed to be some clarity, then our lobbyists should have been over there requesting changes or requesting the information necessary for Milwaukee County to properly implement that. I did not see a flurry of reports from our lobbyists in terms of the bill drafts or amendments that they were drafting to request information on this that was necessary for us to implement it. I know there were questions that arose, and I did not approve the initial draft of this legislation. I communicated with the state legislators that I'm familiar with, and the major issues that I was concerned with respect to whether this was a partisan position in particular, and some of the other technical aspects of the timing of the election and whatnot, were addressed in an amendment. If we had need for further amendments, then I think, again, it was incumbent upon county board and the legislative staff and the county executive to be over there requesting those changes. But once the law is passed, it's passed. And we knew it was on the ballot in April. And I think it was important that we have the salary level established for future candidates. I don't think that was a big stretch in terms of information that we didn't know was coming. So I share the frustration, but I think it's misplaced to place the blame on a business group who advocated for the original legislation.
I guess I have the gavel. Are you done, Supervisor
Rice?
You're welcome. So we're talking about salary here, what that should be. So Supervisor Rakowski, you wanted to speak, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And clearly, uncharted waters. I don't know, maybe in the history of Milwaukee County government, I'm not that I'm a scholar in government. This is really amazing as far as nomination papers, and you really don't, as we've said, have salary and staff and location in the courthouse as where the office is. I guess what I wanted to ask is that maybe it is salvageable because of the fact that this full county board meets on Thursday, December 15th, which is the halfway point of the month, which is still time there's always time, I guess, for candidates to come out. But I guess if we could ask staff to have a report for the board on board day.
In HR.
That could be publicized then, so that at least potential candidates out there have an idea of what the actual salary is.
Or a salary range at least.
Well, I think salary would probably be fair versus range because the other point, and I made this before, and that is that important position that is requiring some important achievements. CPA, I mean, you know, you just don't go to Walgreens and purchase that at the counter. I mean, no, I mean, this is important stuff that, and these people obviously get paid good money because they are CPAs or they have a master's degree or they, you know, I mean, you're not going to just, someone off the street isn't just going to walk into this position with those kind of requirements, and the remuneration is commensurate to what we are requesting.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. You're done?
Yes.
Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Sure, Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, I didn't blame the GMC for this not being done. I simply suggested that perhaps they give us guidance because they know more than anybody about this. And that was clear to me in talking with the author of the bill. I was out in Madison. I mean, the county executive was out in Madison several times on this, so clearly he was working really closely with them on it. You raised an important point, but now I'm missing it. The position, though, I mean, if we want to place the blame, I guess the county executive, and that's what it was, and the county executive in advocating for this stood by the fact that the language in the legislation said that this was budget neutral. So it is incumbent on the county executive to come forward and show us how this is going to be implemented in 12 in a budget-neutral fashion. So what are the positions that are going to be created or moved, and how is this going to be paid for? So those are all actions which I would have expected the administration to bring forward. So I wasn't blaming the GMC. I was just suggesting they might have been able to help us out. And in terms of the salary comparison, I just point out that the city of Milwaukee actually downgraded the position of comptroller in terms of the salary.
From 120 to 90 or something?
From 142 to 120.
Thank you. Anyone else? I think we were begging the question. I think Supervisor Burkowski's question is still one remains on the floor, is that I think we're all pretty much in agreement. We'd like to get an idea of where the administration is thinking, obviously, and in fairness to people who obviously have to make a decision whether they're running, they have to make that pretty soon, because January 3rd for everybody is the last date you can get your nomination papers in. So do you understand the question from Supervisor Burkowski? Did Mr. Session and Ms. Richards want to comment on that, that could help us on that, please? Or do we have to ask the county executive to step up to the plate here?
Supervisor Schmidt, I don't have a comment.
Okay, but you said you were in conversations, you know, you said, or you haven't had those conversations yet as far as the salary range or what the position's looking at?
Supervisor Schmidt, Mr. Chair, if I may, the Division of Human Resources is working on the description of duties for the comptroller position and will be advancing the creation of this position in the next cycle, and that would include the classification and pay range for the
company. Well, I guess the question we're asking, not to be argumentative here, is that can this process be greatly accelerated? Why couldn't we get something for board day on the 15th? Is that impossible to ask?
Supervisor Schmidt, it's not impossible as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure that the point is well taken, and strides will be taken to get that information.
Supervisor Sanfilippo, you know, as chairman, really, do you want to make that request, please? Or Supervisor Burkowski certainly could. He raised the question. Sure.
I was going to say, yeah, because it's a verbal report. Well, I would make the motion that we have a written report on the actual salary for the Milwaukee County Comptroller's position by board day, which is December 15th. I am hearing that maybe we should have a special personnel committee meeting prior to that. But so I guess I start out with that and then maybe look to the chair. Okay.
And then we'll plan on hearing.
Well, you got to say that formally. Okay.
No, he's going to do it.
Okay.
It's his baby.
All right.
Okay, so
Supervisor Buzzley,
I'm
going to
change my
Burkowski.
Motion totally now.
All right. Okay. It's still brilliant, I'm sure, though.
We're going to lay this item over to the call of
okay.
the chair.
Okay.
And
request.
And with the anticipation that we would have a special personnel committee meeting on Thursday, December 15th, prior to the Milwaukee County Board
okay.
board meeting.
Okay. All right, we have the motion. Supervisor Rice, comment,
yes,
question?
Just so everyone's clear in terms of what our expectation is for that meeting, and so staff is advised what we're expecting to see, you would reference a written report. I guess my question is it anticipated that we would want to have a resolution or some document to take action on that the board could then consider establishing a salary?
I guess you throw that to Ms. Richards and staff here.
Well, I guess it's for the committee. You know, what's our intent?
Right.
Do we want to see that happen? And then I guess we could ask the staff if it is it possible for them to achieve that? Well, we can have a written report, but you know, in what form is it? Resolution form? Are we going to take action, or is it advice? You know, information only, or what, you know, what is it?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor.
Okay.
This position doesn't yet exist. So it would be a position create, which typically goes to finance and personnel, you know, in the form of a resolution. So I think that's what the request of
okay.
Supervisor Borkowski is that the administration come back
yes.
with the report.
Administration,
yes. The creation of the contractor position and a way to create that position.
And it would be, I'm sorry, just personnel alone. We wouldn't have to have finance and personnel joint meeting for this? Okay, then we have to add that to the request then, too.
Well, we can't order them
yeah,
to do,
okay.
but
yeah.
I will talk to them.
You'll be in charge. You take care of that. Okay. Supervisor Rice, are you okay
yep,
with that?
Yep.
All right, so we're making a formal request to the administration then, obviously, to come up. So they were supportive of this, to say what range, or I won't say too much, bring a salary to us. Okay, and a job description. Okay, that's clear. Are we okay, everyone?
Does that include how it's paid for, what staff it has, all of that? I mean, how do you do a job description that doesn't say what staff you're supervising or
is the auditor report
all those
to
things
them? Yeah. I think they have a pretty good idea, obviously. So I don't see why we can't have all that.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, let's go. The position description will be
okay.
in terms of
okay.
the duties, responsibilities of the position.
Okay. Should we put Ms. T-Horse down on the spot? We can get that done?
Sure.
Thank you. There you go. We got a sure there.
Okay.
Well, this is important. I think you realize the importance of this, too, and for people who are thinking about this, all our comments have been, it's only fair to know kind of what we're looking at here. Okay. All right, I will pass the...
Nope.
We're done now, it's just information. And okay, we have the request we got to make. Okay. Madam Clerk, we have taken it... Oh, yes, okay. On the... to lay over to the call of the chair. And we're the presumption that we're going to meet, obviously, before board day or that the morning of board day. Okay? Thank you. Jody, please.
Board
Madam
House.
Clerk, sorry.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
No.
Haas.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Five ayes, two noes. The motion to lay this over to the call of the chair is approved.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.